This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ian Rappaport reporting today, just moments ago, that the Steelers are trading George Pickens, their wide receiver, to the Cowboys in a deal that should be official soon. So George Pickens is officially gone from Pittsburgh.
Can I beat all the Steelers to the punch with their homer take, especially Filippone?
Yeah, what?
Addition by subtraction.
You're going to see a lot of that today. Even though all they were talking about was their new star-studded wide receiver tandem. And then the minute he gets traded,
it's a dish. You see, they're going to get better now because he was a circus.
Twitter reaction is brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Andrew Filippone, 9 a.m. today, tweets, source on George Pickens trade, quote, addition by subtraction.
Come on, that has to be a bit.
Champions pose!
No, I can't take it.
Champions pose!
I'm assuming, you know, he's been ripping us off for so many years, as is everybody at that station. I'm assuming...
Truth's the truth.
...that he was listening, and it's a bit.
You don't know anymore because he's robbed us of so many other things. What's the point?
That's a good point.
They congratulate callers on all their success.
Yep.
Which I guess passed on to a station in Baltimore now. So now it's the secret's out. So yeah.
More things are going around the AFC North.
Uh-huh.
It's been syndicated. We got to get royalties on this finally. And now they're doing 1 second trivia? Is that true?
There you go.
Ridiculous.
It's just ripping us off.
It's better than 2 minute trivia, I guess.
Which never made sense to me because you have your phone. You can look up the answers.
I feel like we're Gallagher and they're Gallagher's brother.
Gallagher
That's what
two?
I feel like. Yeah. There was a whole... Go look that up. That'll take you down a nice rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been teasing this for an hour and I got to tell you guys about it. The city, which this is a Browns rendering. Chris Ronan put this out there and it got picked up by Scene. Scene put it out there as well. Chris Ronan shared it. He's the county executive of Cuyahoga County. It is a stadium reveal of what a rendering of how Cleveland, quote, how the Cleveland Browns would renovate existing Lakefront Stadium. Daryl said, it looks just like the one I saw 2 years ago, meaning Daryl saw it 2 years ago.
Ooh,
congratulations on all your insider success, Daryl. There you go.
Scoopage.
It's like Frank Lloyd Wright and Daryl. He's the Adam Schefter of architecture. So anyway, I saw this renovation, and people were like, well, Ken, I was walking around the hallway, and somebody said, well, Ken, it's the Browns rendering. And I go, okay, but the city should have came up with something better because this is not good. This, if you can see it anywhere, it's all over the place now. I've been a fan of other things. I've been a fan of other renderings because this looks like a giant Adirondack chair. You had the big sombrero. This would be the giant Adirondack chair. Can I? I'll try to explain this as best I can. Describe it as best I can.
Yeah, this is good.
It is the existing stadium, and it feels like they just took the front of what they did to glass in Rocket Arena. They made it bigger and put it on either side so it's square, and then they took wood and made it, like. What are them things that are sitting in people's backyards that they
pergola.
Put up? Pergola, thank you. It looks like a giant pergola on either side. That's all they did.
Owen's
That's all this
been
is.
Waiting for 20 years to be on the radio and Him flex and, his muscles.
Yep. Guys, thank you. I have a rendering of what I'm doing to the patio I built last summer, and it looks
this is a giant
strangely
pergola.
Like this. It's and Daryl did not have that.
Forget the giant Adirondack chair. It's the big pergola. That's what this stadium would be.
Can we get some stamp on the back?
Of course. We've got to stamp the patio
love
concrete.
The stamp patio.
If they wanted support for this, boy, they needed to come up with their own rendering.
You see the Japanese maples they've planted around it.
I've been pruning, and I had to watch two videos to learn how to prune those things.
You got
to
take care of them.
Are those arborvitaes I see at the back of the end zone?
You know, the hydrangeas need a lot more sun than you think they're going to need.
Yeah, this is...
All right, Kane, did they do this on purpose? Was this a tank job?
I don't know if it was a tank job, but this is not.
Was this a 2015 Cleveland Browns tank job?
Have you seen the price of lumber lately, Anthony?
Yeah, this is true. I bet this is Douglas fir. I bet this would be Douglas fir. They built domes, the dome at Northern Michigan. Douglas fir up there. That's good wood there, buddy. That's going to stand the test of time. And that's right up there on Lake Superior. So this is on Lake Erie. This will hold.
Is there room for a hammock?
It's the firtory of that.
You get a giant hammock that goes across, and there's your dome.
Well, that's the dome that can protect them from the elements.
You go, guys.
It has to be cheaper.
I sure as hell hope so, because that's what the rendering looks like. Not a good rendering, man.
You get one of those pieces of fabric that you can pull to the left or to the right, and it protects you with shade throughout the day.
So there you go. You're going to see this go around, and I can't find a lot of people who like it. Oh, can I say another thing? Guys, we'll get deeper into the Akron thing. Yeah, I know. Akron is not eligible because of academics for a bowl game. That, guess what? They weren't going to a bowl game anyway.
Oh, come on.
It's a terrible, terrible embarrassment. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm embarrassed. I am embarrassed by it. I know you guys all want me to address it. I'm addressing it. It's another sad chapter in the football history for the football team. They should probably go to FCS, but we don't need to talk about that right now. We'll talk about it another time. Can I ask you a question before we go? The big rotations that Kenny Atkinson has, 9, 10, 11 deep during the regular season. Is there a chance that costs them at all during this series? Because you got guys gassed playing 35 minutes. I know they're asking more of them physically during these 35, 36 minutes. Does having that big of a rotation maybe hurt you because guys aren't ready to go that long?
Like they haven't been prepared for the gauntlet?
That's all I'm asking. You don't have to answer it now.
Yeah, let me ask around. Let me do that.
Okay.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.